This is like a bad dream. And now you're here.
It starts flashing satire on the screen.
What is he, just stupid or something?
The answer is probably.
The sound of my voice is like no voice that you've heard.
But it's not really a good thing either.
It's beyond words to describe.
Entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting.
Tons of trash.
Before we get started, let's get rid of some of the myths.
The material you see is
made of hardwood
and fastening hooks
by way of the vagina.
You can always
have a sexually transmitted disease.
Well, all right, I will.
You know, it's really great to know I have so many
sexually transmitted diseases.
Give them to your witch doctor friends.
They'll be able to do the same thing.
And I'll give you more if you don't get out of my way.
And that's worse than not having one at all.
She's got a man she's promised to love, honor, and
kill.
It made him very angry. He didn't wish to be killed.
Well, I do.
And so does Frank. Now, here's something else for Frank.
Abraham Lincoln.
Brought him wonderful clothes, jewels, money.
Anything that helps
shine without washing or wiping.
Always keep a full tank of gas so you can evacuate quickly.
Hot gases rush into the room.
And I told him my mom could breathe.
Open the nearest window. You can avoid inhaling the worst of the fumes and possibly save your life.
Listen to it perk. Smell the
cloud of gas
smell. Ah, smell it. Tastes as good as it smells every time.
You're sick!
And remember, my friend,
foul movements
may actually be unrecognized life forms which have the ability to assume a variety of guises.
A few days later, disguised as a big-time producer,
the biggest goddamn pile of shit
made the children laugh.
With satanic worship, suicide, and animal sacrifice.
And then he turned to look at me, and we made eye-to-eye contact.
And he knew what else he wanted.
Legs and buttocks, or any combination of them.
And a situation that we can all understand.
Sometimes I'll use farting as an excuse to meet a guy. Do you want to go outside for a fart? Yeah. We fart. Just because I fart at parties now and then, it doesn't make me a farter.
And if you think that piece of horrible puked up writing is bad,
good for you.
You're right.
Right?
Wrong.
Right?
Wrong.
Right. Thanks, Jackie.
What?
Huh?
I'm not asking you.
Tell me who you are.
My name is Brad Steiger.
Did anyone ever tell you you were ugly?
I've heard it before and I agree with you.
I mean, they really couldn't find another voice for this guy?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Kids love it.
All right, lock him up.
I'll snap on these handcuffs. I'll take him to jail.
I'll bend over. You spank me.
All right, then.
I like it.
If they like it, I love it.
Don't overdo it. You might escape getting pregnant.
An escape from a mental institution.
You'll never get away with this, Commander.
Get him back on his feet right away.
Parading up the street in mother's best clothes.
Check out my butt.
I'll go get my family to look at it.
Now, what do you suppose all those funny-looking things are?
It's probably just a pimple or something.
Try to pop them off!
A heap of stones is
pimple medication that works.
Every bit of his finger looking good.
But it is also
terribly rude and not at all nice.
I suppose it is sometimes.
I'll promise you, regardless as to whether you are young, middle-aged, or on the wrong side of 50, that you can become
most hideous of monsters.
Chances are that their groin region is going to be in your strike zone at some point in time. So
get two cans, one for the kitchen, one for the bathroom.
Enough closed containers to take care of garbage and human waste.
Maybe it's buried treasure.
Well, no one knows for sure.
Don't you think it's odd?
Well, as I have said, we don't know for sure.
Some scholars think that
he wears big kid underpants.
Correct, cried the teacher.
Ask your teachers or other authorities about them.
However, it is the teacher's duty to enlighten their students on the commonly accepted standards of sexual behavior.
With your hands and with machines?
I can do all these things on one machine.
Cocksucking, fucking.
And even the possibility of child sacrifice.
That is the approved U.S. government regulations for slaughtering.
Children who were snatched and later sacrificed.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids
AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
Make sure you give your kids
crack, cocaine, heroin, alcohol,
and blood.
There's blood and gore and more.
At your favorite toy department, now. Feel free to ask for it.
May I please have some
blood?
Not a chance.
If you want blood,
you can find it for Christmas for $17.95 in a place that's known as Radio Shack.
Buy two bottles and get
a revolver and a dagger.
And it only cost me $9.99. $9.99? What a deal!
I can do nothing more for you.
It was a happy ending all around.